Good evening. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. Days after having unanimously decided to go it alone in Delhi, the Congress is again mulling options to align with the Aam Aadmi Party in the national capital, with NCP leader Sharad Pawar actively involved in getting the two parties together. AAP leader Sanjay Singh met Pawar on Tuesday at the latter's residence and held discussions over seat sharing with the Congress and in taking steps to get all parties together and fielding a common candidate in all the seats to defeat the BJP in Lok Sabha elections. Sources said the Congress leadership is also in talk with AAP leaders, and senior leaders within the party are trying to convince Delhi Congress leaders for an alliance with the Arvind Kejriwal-led AAP. Almost a decade and a half after a bitter separation, Mukesh Ambani on Monday stepped in to save younger brother Anil from prison by helping him clear the ₹453 crore Reliance Communications owed Ericsson. The Supreme Court had on February 20th said failure to pay the Swedish telecom major its dues within 4 weeks would land Anil, who's chairman of the beleaguered ARCOM, in jail for 3 months. While the divergence in fortunes of the two brothers since the split has been evident to the world for many years now, it was underlined in the starkest possible terms by this. It is unclear as to whether the money is in the form of a loan or an outright grant, or is compensation for the deal falling through. On Monday, Jio and ARCOM officially terminated the various agreements they had signed for the sale of telecom assets. BJP is focusing on slum clusters and resettlement colonies, realizing that slum votes hold the key to power in Delhi. While Delhi BJP chief Manoj Tiwari said he was regularly visiting the slums and doing his bit to improve the life of the people there, Union Minister Vijay Goyal said he will also have corner meetings in slum clusters to discuss the good work done by the Narendra Modi government, followed by a huge convention of slum dwellers in the next few days. The social media and IT cells of the BJP have also gone into overdrive and created short videos on the development schemes launched by the Narendra Modi government targeting the poor. These videos will soon be released and shared with the slum dwellers through WhatsApp. As Holi approaches, organic and herbal colours are flooding the market as safe and eco-friendly alternatives to synthetic colours that won't give users skin problems. Experts, however, warn there's no guarantee that the herbal gulal you buy will be free of toxic chemicals. These organic colours are currently selling at ₹100 to ₹200 per kilogram. Synthetic colours can be bought for ₹30 to ₹50. To the naked eye, however, there is no difference other than the price tag. According to a program coordinator at NGO Toxics Link, the only way to tell the difference is to get the colour tested. Very few herbal colours are branded. It's best to buy from a reputed market and avoid those being sold in the open.